With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Thousands have streamed into Bethlehem's Manger Square and other Holy Land sites after 2 years of subdued Christmas celebrations because of the war in Gaza. There have been parades and festive music in Nazareth and Bethlehem.
For the past 2 years, as the war in Gaza dragged on, Christmas in Bethlehem has been a somber affair without the traditional festivities and decorations and music. But this year, families are flocking again to Manger Square, signalling hope about the fragile ceasefire and provided a much-needed economic boost to the city. Mayor of Bethlehem, Mahia Kanawati, tells the AP, "The spirit is very high and joy is present among all the people in the city." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At the Vatican, Pope Leo celebrated his first Christmas Mass as leader of the world's Roman Catholics. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have spoken by phone with some American troops overseas, stationed at bases in Iraq, the Philippines, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The president thanks the troops for their extraordinary devotion and service to America. It's another somber Christmas in war-ravaged Ukraine.
Не всі з нас в цей вечір вдома, і не в усіх, на жаль, є дім.
President Zelensky delivering a Christmas message to the Ukrainian people, saying, "We mark Christmas in a difficult time. Sadly, not all of us are at home this evening. Sadly, not everyone still has a home. And sadly, not everyone is with us tonight." A powerful atmospheric river continues dumping flooding rains on Southern California. There's been a brief respite, prompting mud and rock slides, many evacuations. Northern California has also been hard hit by severe weather. No trading today on Wall Street. The market closed for Christmas. This is SRN News. America's Hispanic congregations are growing.
According to a new poll released by Lifeway Research, a lot of new Latino majority churches are springing up around the country, and while they are small, they won't be for long. The average Hispanic congregation starts with about 30 members, but by year 8, that number has increased to nearly 100. Half of the new churches are in three states with the most Latino people, Texas, Florida, and California. Michael Harrington reporting.
A pro-life group is planning to spend big on the midterm elections in 2026. A lot will be at stake in next fall's vote, including control of Congress. And SBA Pro-Life America wants to be sure the winners are those who will protect the unborn. The organization says it plans to spend $80 million to promote pro-life candidates across the country in 2026. And the focus will be to include Iowa and Michigan, Georgia, as well as North Carolina. This is SRN News. A charity turkey shoot in Raleigh, North Carolina is a long-standing holiday tradition, but fear not, no live turkeys were harmed in this year's fundraiser.
Three nights a week from late October through Christmas, shooters compete for cash, baby back ribs, a ham, and yes, a turkey. It's a tradition that goes back to pioneer times when competitors shot at real turkeys tied in place. Proceeds go toward various charities, including a big Thanksgiving dinner for area seniors and an angel tree surrounded by Christmas gifts for needy children. I'm Mike Hempett.
Rescuers braved roaring flames, falling debris, and the threat of more explosions to save nursing home residents after a blast at a Pennsylvania facility killed one resident and an employee, setting off a dramatic and chaotic evacuation. It happened on Tuesday at the Bristol Health and Rehab Center. More details, SRNNews.com.